You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
We can have everything and yet have nothing. Do you believe that?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God in heaven, we confess that we can become so wrapped up in the things and doings of this world that we lose sight of that which is most important in life, namely our relationship with you. We ask that you speak to us this day. Open our hearts to listen, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, share with us your greatest gift, forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ. Give to us faith. Strengthen and renew our faith in Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. For in His name we pray. Amen. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Those are the words of the living God, and His message is, there is more to life than eating and drinking, money and possessions, fun and pleasure. Do you believe that? There is much evidence in our world today to show that most people do not believe what God is saying, that for the most part, people see life only in terms of eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Surveys continue to show that the number one concern of the American family is finances, the high cost of living, inflation, high taxes, having enough money to buy all the things that the family wants. Working for the things of this world, being involved in the happenings of this world, that's what life seems to be all about for most people. A young mother seeking counsel from a newspaper columnist wrote the following, "My husband is a workaholic. He works 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. He has no time for the family. We have no social life. All he thinks about is work, work, work. Money, we have all kinds of money. But there are so many other things that are missing. Please help us." So many other things that are missing. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Vanity of vanities, cries the writer of the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. All is vanity. Life is useless. All is useless. You spend your life working, laboring, and what do you have to show for it? Nothing that I had worked for and earned meant a thing to me, because I knew that I would have to leave it to my successor. You work and you worry your way through life, and what do you have to show for it? As long as you live, everything you do brings nothing but worry and heartache. Even at night, your mind can't rest. It's all vanity. It's all useless. The best thing a man can do is eat and drink and enjoy what he has earned. It's all useless. It's like chasing the wind. Vanity of vanities. The Bible tells the story of a rich man whose land bore good crops. He began to think to himself, I don't have a place to keep all my crops. What can I do? This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, where I will store all my grain and all my other goods. And then I will say to myself, lucky man, you have all the good things you need for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God said to him, you fool, this very night you will have to give up your life. Then who will get all of these things you have kept for yourself? Eating, drinking, enjoying oneself. Is that all there is? Having enough food to eat, clothes to keep us warm, having a roof over our head, having a good time in life. Is that all there is? Friend, there is something more. There is something more. In the second chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, we find an interesting and fascinating story. Jesus was preaching to the people of the city of Capernaum in Galilee. And while he was speaking, four men arrived on the scene carrying a friend who was paralyzed. Because of the crowd that filled the house where Jesus was, there was no way that they could even get inside the door. And so they made a hole in the roof and let their friend down before the Lord. And when Jesus saw the man, saw his faith and the faith of the men who had brought him, he said, my son, your sins are forgiven. What a surprise! The man had come to be healed. He wanted to walk again. He wanted to do the things that his friends were doing. He wanted to work, to have fun, to enjoy life. Strength for arms and legs. That's all he wanted. But Jesus saw that the man needed something more. Something more than physical mending. He needed spiritual restoration. His greatest need was for spiritual healing, the forgiveness of his sins. Son, your sins are forgiven. And that's the way it is with us, my friend. More than anything else, more than physical strength and health, more than food and clothes, fun and pleasure, more than anything else, we need the forgiveness of our sins. Our greatest need is for spiritual mending, spiritual renewal. The Bible, God's holy word, tells us that we are all by nature sinful, that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Sin is the breaking of God's commandments. Sin is every thought, every word and deed that offends the God who has created us. Sin is every action on our part that goes contrary to God's will for our lives. Sin is failing to love our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Whenever God is not number one in our lives, that's sin. Sin is also failing to love our neighbor as ourself. When we hurt or harm our neighbor by word or deed, when we neglect his needs, that's sin. And sin is not taken lightly by our God. God is a holy and just God. God cannot and does not simply overlook sin. God declares, the wages, the punishment for sin is death. Your sins have separated you from your God, proclaims the prophet Isaiah. Sin has broken our relationship with God, and unless that relationship is restored, unless there is forgiveness, we must face life today, tomorrow, and for all eternity without God. And without God, we are not really living, we are dying. The punishment for sin is death. Death forever in hell. That's the way it is. Those are the facts concerning sin, and they tell us that our greatest need is for spiritual renewal, the forgiveness of our sins, which brings us a new relationship with our God. There is something more to life than simply having all of our physical needs satisfied. More than anything else, we need spiritual healing, spiritual mending for our broken relationship with God. There is something more. Friend, What is life really all about for you? Is it simply a matter of money and possessions, eating and drinking, getting all that you can out of this world, having a lot of fun, enjoying all of the pleasures of this world? Is that all there is to your life? Just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow I die? But what about eternity? After you die, what then? Even if in this life you should gain the whole world, what about eternity? There is something more. And that something more is Jesus Christ and the rich blessings which only He can give. Only in Jesus can we be spiritually renewed. Only in Jesus can our relationship with God be restored. Only Jesus has the answer to sin. No amount of money, no collection of this world's goods, not all the fun and pleasures of life can overcome or do away with the problem of sin. Work as hard as you like. Build bigger barns. Get everything you want out of life. And what will you have gained? There will still be the problem of sin. Your sins will still stand between you and your God. Gain the whole world, and yet without Christ, you will forfeit your life. And death? Death without Christ can only mean an eternity apart from God in hell. Only in Jesus. Only in Jesus can we find that something more that is more important than anything else in all the world. Listen closely, my friend. Listen to what Jesus can do for you. He says to you, I have come that you might have life, life in all of its fullness. I have come to give my life as a ransom for many, for the sins of the whole world. I give my life that you might live. And that's exactly what he did. Jesus gave his life for you and for me. Jesus, the Son of God, took upon himself our sins, every sin, and died for them. Christ paid the full penalty for our sins, endured the death and the hell which we deserved because of our sins. The Bible says, God made him, the Christ, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, that we might be declared righteous, forgiven, free from all of our sins. Jesus Christ is the answer to sin, the only answer. His blood and his blood alone, shed on the cross of Calvary, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus Christ is forgiveness. Jesus Christ is life. And when we confess our sins before God, when we accept Him by faith as our personal Lord and Savior, then forgiveness is ours. Then we have a new relationship with our God in heaven. Our separation from God is over. We are reconciled. We are at one with God through Jesus Christ. We are given a new life by the power of God's Holy Spirit, a life centered in Jesus Christ, a life that is anchored in Jesus Christ, a life in which we live not for ourselves, but for Him who died for us and rose again. It's a life of love, a love from God to us, that in turn reaches out from us to God and to one another. It's a life of joy and happiness in knowing what life is really all about, namely serving God, as we get involved in ministering to the needs of our fellow man. It's a life in which we can overcome sin, all that is wrong in God's sight, and do that which is right and pleasing in His sight. It's a life in which we can live victoriously above the trials and troubles that come our way, finding our strength and our courage and our patience in Him, in Jesus Christ. It's a life of hope, hope for each new day and for all of our tomorrows, and yes, for all eternity, knowing that we do not walk alone, but hand in hand with our Savior. Yes, it's the life that Jesus is offering to you, my friend. He's offering it to you today and every day. Life. Life in all of its fullness. Life now and forevermore. There is something more. Turn in faith to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and hear Him say to you, Son, daughter, your sins are forgiven. That's when life really begins. By the way, my friend, Jesus healed that paralyzed man. After He had forgiven him his sins, Jesus told him to pick up his bed and go home. Our Lord knows our every need. He knows that we have physical needs as well as spiritual, food and clothes, house and home. And He does care. He does provide. But His greatest concern is for our spiritual needs. His word is, there is something more. For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and forfeit his life? There is something more. There is Jesus. There is forgiveness. There is life, now and forevermore. Amen.